The Camera Raw plugin in Photoshop just keeps getting better and better and better with new versions. And in order to see the Camera Raw dialogue, you need to actually have a raw image. Now, raw images usually come from higher-end digital cameras, okay? So if you have a raw image, go ahead and browse to it right now and open it up in the file browser, okay? Don't come up here to File and select Open. I want you to open this raw image up in the file browser, okay? It's the only way we can make this work. Come up here to File and come down to Browse and make sure the file browser is open, and then browse on your hard drive to the image or to the folder that contains the raw images, all right? Now, if you don't have a raw photo and you have a digital camera, check with your manual on your digital camera and see if you can actually take raw images with it or raw photos with it. And if you can, great. Go outside, take a couple pictures, and hook the camera up to your computer, upload the pictures to your computer, and open those pictures up in the file browser, okay? And once you have the images in the file browser, all you have to do is double-click on the images to load them up inside the Camera Raw plugin. I'll do this right now. I'll come over here, and I'll come right over to this image right here, and I know this image is a raw image because it says CRW, which I believe stands for Camera Raw. So I'm going to go ahead and double-click on this image right now, and I'll give it a second here, and there you go. You will see the Camera Raw plugin appear on the screen. All right? Now, the Camera Raw plugin's really cool. We have more options than ever than I can even ask for, okay, in controlling your images. Any changes we make here in the Camera Raw plugin will be added to the image if we click OK. All right? But we are not actually resaving the image, okay? It actually applies it right to the image. We don't have to resave it. It keeps it as a raw file, and that is what you want, because you don't want to resave it as a JPEG, and you'll lose all that quality. Okay, so that's why it's really cool. I can come in here and make a change to the color temperature like this, and then go up here and click OK, and those changes will be made to that image. But with the Camera Raw plugin in Photoshop CS, we now have, advanced features like we can calibrate. You can actually modify these color settings here to match the color settings with your camera, okay, by using the Calibrate tab here. And there's just so many options to choose from. I can adjust the temperature, the tint, the exposure, redo the exposure if you want to, adjust the shadows, the highlights. It's all right here. You don't have to open up the image into Photoshop, okay, because you don't need to. Camera Raw plugin is here for those raw images that we have. We don't want to recompress or resave the images, okay, because when we do that, we're liable to lose data and information in the image, okay. I can come down here. Let me go ahead and move this up a little bit. I can come down here and change the depth of the image I want. It looks like it's going off the screen. I can change the depth of the image from 8 bits to 16 bits a channel if I want to. I can change the size. I can even change the resolution, all in Camera Raw, without losing any data away from the image or any quality. And that is why it's so great. So let me show you something here. I'm going to make an adjustment here in Camera Raw. I'm going to boost up the temperature a little bit. And then after I do that, I'm going to go ahead and click OK. All right? Then Photoshop's going to go ahead and make the changes. It's going to ask me if I want to use the embedded profile for this particular photo. And I'll go ahead and click OK. And there we go. Now it will load the image up into Photoshop, okay? But if you look back here, look at this. That actual change has been applied to the image, okay? So even if I just close this out and don't save it, those changes that I made in the Camera Raw setting is applied to that image. All right? But let me show you a cool tip here. Let's say that you wanted to apply the exact same changes you applied to this image right here to this image over here. All you have to do is just right-click, come down here and select Apply Camera Raw Settings, and you can apply the exact same settings. I can just go over here where it says Apply Settings From, and I can select Previous Conversion. Okay? So I can just select that and go ahead and update, and Camera Raw will apply the same settings as I applied to this photo to this photo. So you can see how versatile it is. It's really nice to have, and we have so many more new features in the Camera Raw plugin. But let me show you something else that's really cool. Let's say I wanted to go back in to this image in the Camera Raw plugin and make an adjustment. I can. I can go ahead and double-click on it, bring it back up, and you can see here, look, the temperature is still turned up, but it shows me that the temperature has been turned up in this image, and I can go ahead and actually turn that back down to the way it was originally if I wanted to. Okay, so that's really cool. We can actually go back in and readjust the image, okay, and it'll actually show you the adjustments you've already made to the image. Okay, so that's what's kind of nice. I'm going to go ahead and just cancel out of that. So that is how we can use the Camera Raw plugin in Photoshop. Have fun with that.